everyone, welcome back to the Health Synergy podcast. So this is a very special podcast. Once more, we have, so Charles, is that how I pronounce your name, by the way?
Yes, it is. You got it right.
I know. Where you is guys it from? Would,
it's honestly, it's just a made-up name. It's because my favorite Pokemon was Charizard, and then someone,
oh my god, just I started, love Charizard. That's so cool.
Yeah, people just started calling me Char after that. But yeah, it is Char.
Yeah, cool. So yeah, Char is one of our IBS students, and she's literally smashing it. She was telling us she's in the middle of a launch and made already 25 sales in like one day. Is that correct?
Yeah. Not even.
Absolutely smashing it. And we would love, love, love to hear about your story and everything. So yeah, let's just crack on.
Welcome to the L Synergy podcast.
The perfect place to learn everything about building and scaling your business online.
I'm Laura Haylitz.
And I'm Jenny Fears. We went from being on furlough from our corporate jobs to building a multiple six-figure business in our first year of business. All that with the power of Instagram and no-fluff business strategies.
But hey, you can do this too. On this podcast, we share the behind the scenes of growing an online empire, reaching new heights, and how you can juggle it all.
So you grew 105,000 followers in like 5 months.
I saw the results almost immediately. I said, by the end of June, I want to sell out my coaching program for until October. We didn't even hit the 5th of June. I'd already had inquiries up to like September, October time. The IBA was the knowledge that I was kind of lacking with knowing what to do with the things that I have.
So Char, what Ginny and I obviously already know is that you're outgrowing us and you're doing better than us, which we can only applaud. We're like, yes, honestly, I've been manifesting this, people doing better than us thanks to IBA. That's all we can want. But can you maybe quickly introduce yourself a bit, where you're from, what you do, and all of that?
Yeah, of course. So I live in Scotland. As I already said, I am from Croatia. I moved to Scotland just to study film when I was 17. And I have just been living here alone since then. And yeah, I don't know. I was obviously, like, I came out of university and it was 4 years and I didn't know really what to do with myself. Nothing was really working out. I knew I kind of wanted to work for myself from then, but it was just difficult in the film industry. It's like a difficult market to break into. And yeah, I realized I really liked writing. So I thought I wanted to do a business that had to do something with writing, but I had no idea what. But yeah, I guess I think it was Ginny that I stumbled on first on Instagram, and she just gave such amazing tips and stuff. And then I started following you guys and I thought, ooh, coaching for writers. That's like, I've never really seen that done. So I don't know. I kind of got intrigued and then, yeah, that's how it all started.
So you found us on Instagram and then suddenly you actually thinking about coaching for writers. And then what happened? Like, what made you, like, did you start before joining IBA or did you join IBA and then everything came together? How did it start?
Well, I actually had the account for about a year, I think a year prior to actually joining IBA. And I was just kind of sharing some tips and I didn't really have any plan or any clear goal on anything that I really wanted to do with the account. I just kind of wanted to grow it and see what happens. But I think, yeah, no, I generally just got the idea from you guys, because you were always talking about how you had to have like that one sort of recognizable service or whatever, the coaching thing. And I thought that actually sounds like something that might be interesting to do for writers as well. So I don't know, I guess I just thought this account isn't going anywhere. I don't really have a clear pathway with it. So I might as well just listen to what they have to say and see whether that there's something there. And lo and behold, there was, definitely.
So your accounts, like, what was it like before you joined IBA, like follower wise?
I think I had about 2,000 subscribers when I joined you guys, and not subscribers, followers when I joined you guys. But yeah, that was something that it took me a year to get to there. And yeah, and then when I joined IBA and I started like following everything that you guys were saying, it just kind of went crazy. And that was like, what, 4 or 5 months ago, maybe?
Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah.
So how many followers do you have now?
I believe we're currently sitting at 107,000.
Fucking hell.
What the hell? That's mental.
Like, in how many months? Okay, Char, how long did it take you now to get to 107 since joining IBA?
Right. So I joined IBA at the end of February. So that would be March, April, May, June, July, 5 months.
Wow.
So you grew 105,000 followers, which is literally more than Ginny and my audience in like 5 months.
Yeah, I did. I don't know how. I really don't know what happened there. But
that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So let's go backwards a little bit. So you decided to be like, okay, you know what? I'm inspired. I'm gonna actually coach writers. But how did you feel at this point? Were you like, I don't know, did you feel afraid? Did you feel confident? How did you feel before starting everything?
Okay. I mean, I think before IBA, again, as I said, I wasn't really clear on what I even wanted to do, but I feel like from the moment that I started IBA, I kind of gained that confidence and I knew what path to take. And for some reason, I didn't actually feel afraid at all. I'm quite a Zen person as it is, but I gave my notice the minute I signed my first client. I wasn't even going to wait until, I see whether it's going to pan out or not. I just kind of had a feeling that it was going to work. Because I saw the results almost immediately, basically. Like, I think the first post that I made with your content strategy, it was called like 3 of the worst story beginnings or something. And I still get people commenting and liking that post now. I think it's at like 60,000 likes or something.
Oh, wow.
That was the first post that I made, I think, with your strategies, and it was like insane. So I was like, okay, they know what they're doing. I'm just gonna go for this. And yeah, I think I just kind of, I mean, my family almost killed me, but they were like, what are you doing? You have a full-time job. But I was like, nah, you know what? I think this is going to work out. And they're very happy that that I followed my gut now.
Yeah. So you were working, what kind of job were you doing?
So I was just working at a hotel. I was a waitress, but I was also like live-in. I mean, I still live like right next to the hotel with a roommate. But yeah, she's okay. Her name's Gemma, and she's gonna kill me if I don't shout out on the podcast. But yeah, I used to work with Gemma at the hotel, and I don't know. It obviously wasn't my calling. I mean, I loved working there. I loved everyone, like all of my colleagues and everything. But it obviously wasn't aligned with, you know, with what I wanted to do as a person. Mm-hmm. I've always been creative. And I always wanted to kind of, I think you say that a lot, you wanted to be your own boss, Jenny. I can kind of relate to that.
So you wanted more, right? You wanted like, I don't know, was it driving you? Was it more like the money or just not having a boss, or like what was driving you?
It wasn't really the money. It was just the freedom. I think for me, it's like being able to set my own hours and work as much as I feel comfortable working with, which is a lot, but but it's still something. And I think most of all is doing what I love doing, obviously, because writing is something that I've been passionate about for forever, and having my own business and having my own hours and a better income obviously kind of allows me to actually write as well, which I was struggling with when I had that full-time job, because I would always be exhausted afterwards. So now I, you know, kind of get the best of both worlds with both my job and my hobby, I suppose, or my passion.
That's cool. Amazing. And tell us a bit more maybe about like how's IBA been for you to go through, because you got results super quickly, but did you like take massive action from day one? Did you take some time to settle in? Like how did that go?
Okay, so when I bought IBA, I snuck into the hotel reception at night, and I printed out the entire workbook because obviously I didn't have a printer. I was just living in a guest room.
I love it.
So I printed out the entire workbook and I binged it. I think I binged the course in like maybe a week or something like that. But I did definitely, like, I started with everything that you guys said. Like I followed everything, and I, like, you had to start with the market research and everything. And I don't know, I think because I made that investment, I was just like, this is my holy grail now. I have to do absolutely everything they say. So I did. And I don't know. It was definitely, I was very excited after I purchased it. I didn't feel like it was, I don't know, it didn't feel scary. That's what I'm trying to say. It felt exciting to me anyway.
Yeah. So you made the investment. How? Because obviously IBA is an investment, right? It's not cheap. We totally get that. How did it feel to make the investment? You said it was feeling exciting or...
Yes, very much so. I feel like obviously you have those nerves whenever you buy anything on the internet and it's not like a physical thing that you're going to have shipped to you. And it is kind of like you have to actually take the action of doing it. But I think it was honestly one of the first times in my life that I actually bought something that was an investment for me as a person to grow rather than, you know, like a new laptop or a new software or anything. This was more like, I mean, I have all of that. I have like a laptop. I have like a phone. I have access to the internet. That's all you really need. But the IBA was more of like the knowledge that I was kind of lacking with knowing what to do with the things that I have here. So yeah, it was definitely, it was exhilarating. It was, I didn't feel any negative emotions after I bought it. I was like, no, this is it. This is good.
Oh, wow. I love that. I think that's really powerful, everything that you're explaining. And this is something that I'm sure a lot of people struggle with as well, because it is scary. And I think when people are scared to invest, it's usually has to do with that investment in themselves rather than the actual investment. It's really like this, oh, but can I actually make this happen as well? And I love that you had that confidence of like, okay, I'm going to smash it. I'm going to quit my job. I'm just doing this. I think that's just also proves how successful you are.
Like what you're hearing so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to our podcast. We really appreciate your support. Now back to the show.
What is like one of the biggest wins that you had since joining IBA? If you had to like name one or two, if you want.
Oh my god, there's been a lot of them, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, top three.
I think so I sold out my coaching program quite quickly. So I think my plan, so I had a plan for, I think it was the month of June. And I said, by the end of June, I want to sell out, my coaching program for until October or something. And I think it was, we didn't even hit like the 5th of June or something. And I'd already had inquiries up to like September, October time. So I had to actually close the application form. So that was just something that I was like, wow. I wasn't even like trying to sell, you know, like I wasn't going on stories and being like, look, this is my coaching program. I was just kind of sticking to that strategy, the consistency and showing up. And it just, I don't know, people just started coming to me and I was like, you know, a few posts blow up here and there and you get a few applications and you're sorted for months. It's insane. But yeah, I think my selling out my coaching program would definitely be one of the top wins that I've had. And I guess also in May, and this was something that I kind of rushed, but I think you guys know about that. I spoke to Victoria about it, but it was, I hosted like a webinar type of thing, like a quick sort of workshop for writers. And I only gave myself like 2 weeks to launch it because I was very new to it. I just kind of wanted to try it out. And it was kind of crazy to set everything up, but I ended up actually selling 100 tickets to it. And they were low price point. They were like $15 or something, but for 2 weeks work, that was insane for me at the time, especially. And I think back at that point, I only had like 10,000 followers or something. Oh, so yeah.
That's crazy. And so at what point did you feel down? Like I'm onto something now, like I think I'm going to be able to quit my job. And, you know, I mean, you said you quit your job.
I quit my job immediately.
But at what point was like, I think I'm going to make this happen, you know?
I actually had I don't know how much you know about the world of writers, but usually what you have to do as an author is get an agent. And then it's a long process of querying an agent to represent you to get you a publishing deal. But what happened quite recently, I think that was back in June or May, was a publishing house actually reached out to me that they wanted to collaborate with me because they saw that what I was doing was kind of like innovative in the field and I was growing quite quickly. So they wanted to get to me before anyone else did. And I think at that point, it kind of hit me like, this could actually like turn into something big. This could actually work out. So I think that was another win, I would say, but definitely a reality check, you know.
Oh my God, I'm literally having goosebumps listening to you. I'm like, I feel a lot of emotion when I talk to people. Like I feel their emotion. I'm like getting goosebumps. I'm like, wow, that's so insane. That's really, really cool.
And what do you feel like? But we literally like have a big smile on our face with Laura, because it just reminds me of our, you know, like the first beginning, you know, like, I don't know. I remember when, you know, I signed my first client and I was like, damn, I can make this happen. I made someone pay $1,000 for my knowledge and my expertise. And that's pretty insane. And then you quit your job and it's like, oh, I don't know. It's an amazing feeling. Mm-hmm. But Laura, you were going to say something.
Yeah, I wanted to know, like, because I mean, honestly, Shar, you've set so many wins and your business is doing so well. Like, what's next, or what's like your next step that you want to focus on?
Right. Well, I guess we're trying to scale a little bit. Now I actually have an editor who's working with me based on like commissions. And I also have a graphic designer, and we're going to have a meeting after launch week, because obviously I just launched a course and I'm hoping to kind of set that up as a bit of a passive income for us so that we can have a bit more time to actually strategize on what we're going to do next.
Did I hear this correct? It's like we and graphic designer. So you now have a team?
I do have a team, me, graphic designer, and Yasmina, she's my editor. Oh my God. So it's just the three of us.
Yeah, but that's amazing.
Yeah, no, she only four people, you know, fine with Laura. But...
Oh, in 5 months, I just built a business, grew 105,000 followers, hired two people, quit my job. Like, that's a lot.
It's an insane year for you. It's like, wow.
Definitely. Yeah. So the next step is, I think, group coaching, which I'm partnering with a brand called Noveler. So they're just like a writing program, that's like a writing software or whatever. So I was speaking to them and they want to use me as like a coach for group coaching. So hopefully that will kick off at some point in September. But yeah. And then after that, I don't know. I have to strategize with my team.
Ooh, sound very serious. Very grown up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. So how do you feel now? Like, what, like, I mean, a lot has happened. Like, do you realize, like, how do you feel?
Well, I don't think that I've quite processed it yet, because I do still, like, I don't know, I still catch myself having anxiety over things that I can now actually afford, and I don't need to have anxiety over them, but it's still settling, I think. Yeah. And I don't know, I'm gonna be 25 in 2 months, and I don't know, I just feel like last year when I turned 24, it was very anticlimactic, and I think this year is gonna be actually, like, a completely different world, because I feel like I can actually take a step back and process everything that's happened and kind of enjoy that it's happened. I haven't actually had any time off to celebrate or anything. I did like at one party with three people to celebrate 40,000 followers, I think. So I haven't had anything since, and I don't know, I feel like I definitely need that at some point.
Wow. So what's I don't know, like, what's the thing you probably enjoy the most, like, you know, I don't know, is it having an audience, is it having the money? Like, what does it, like, what's the most important thing for you right now?
I think I just really enjoy my clients and my audience, and it makes me emotional when I speak to some of my clients and they're just saying how much I've helped them and supporting me and like everything, and I'm getting emotional just talking about it, but it's like, I never thought I could like touch that many people, or that many people would be interested in what I had to say and look at me in a way of like a role model. I actually woke up this morning to an email from a girl who's just choosing which university to go to, and she just emailed me like, do you have any advice, like, what was your path like, and I really want to hear your story. And I was just like, I don't know, it gets me really emotional, and like, those are the types of messages that I kind of live for. And, you know, every time I get one, I'm just like, I remember that's why I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. And obviously for me, it's all about the writing and my clients' stories. I always like put my heart and soul into it when I work with them. And it's just amazing to see what they come up with if you just kind of push them in the right direction, and how grateful they are to have that support, which is something that I never really thought was possible. I mean, as I said, writing coaches, it's not really been a thing up until recently. And, you know, when I was trying to find sort of, competitors, I was trying to do competitor research and I just really couldn't find anything. But I thought, you know, I take that as a good omen, maybe there's space there then. But yeah, it is definitely, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling, honestly.
So yeah, basically you get paid doing what you love and you have more freedom. You're your own boss, choosing your hours, and you have this support and you're helping people. I think that's so important. Like even just talking to you, obviously we helped you and we're just like, damn, you know, it's cool. You know, we have the freedom, we have the money, we have whatever, the audience, but helping people, I think, is just what makes the job even more worth it. It's like, okay, you know, we're actually helping people realizing the dreams and it's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. It's not like any other feeling, honestly.
I feel like Charmander became Charizard.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, you probably hear that joke a lot.
Okay, I've never heard that, but I'm saving that one.
Oh really? Oh no, come on.
I'm not Pokemon girl, so I can't relate. Sorry.
No, I loved Pokemon. I had a big brother, so I was a bit of a tomboy growing up. I was a very Pokemon addict with my
girl. I think I was too old for that already.
Because
Pokemon's a bit, well, I'm still like, what, Shaw, you're 25.
My brother is older as well.
Yeah, but I think I was already, you know what I mean? It's like, I was already kind of like moving on, you know?
It was the Tom and Jerry generation.
Yeah, it's quite old though, Pokemon. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
It was on the very first Game Boys that you could play it, which is like from the 90s, you know? So, but yeah. Anyway, but yeah, thank you so much, Char, for coming on and sharing. Honestly, it's so much good energy and just such a success story that I hope will inspire a lot of people to see what's possible. And what I like about your story is that, you know, we hear this a lot, like, yeah, but you guys are successful because you're business coaches. Well, here's an example. Char is like a writer coach, which is such a specific niche. It's something, like you said, that people haven't even seen that much before, and you're making it happen. You're super successful in what you're doing. And I love that it's indeed such an interesting niche and so innovative, if like you said as well, that the company.
But Char, before we just leave it, what would you say to someone who's on the fence of joining IBA or is a bit unsure and so on? What would you say?
I would say, I think for me, what IBA did for me was honestly the mindset shift, and it was so helpful. And I think if you are maybe on the verge of it, and you don't know whether it is the right choice for you, I would say just do it, because you don't know what's waiting for you on the other side. And if you genuinely take it step by step, like I did, and apply it vigorously to your method, I think anyone can kind of achieve it. And I think, as Laura said, you know, writing, coaching, it's not something that's really been done before, not that I've seen. And I honestly didn't know whether it was going to work or not, but it seems to work on everything. And I honestly stick to it like holy grail. And yeah, it's just been amazing. And I think IBA, it really covers everything. So it's not like you go in and they just give you a couple of tips or a couple of hacks on your hashtags or whatever. It's actually like building your business from the ground up. And that's something that you can kind of take with yourself for life. So yeah, I would say if anyone asks me for a recommendation or business tips, I always just send them Elsynergy, the account on Instagram. And I'm like, here you go. This is the words to live by. These two women are just spectacular.
I love that. And I love that you learn to grow a business, because even if, let's say, in 5 years or 10 years, you pivot into something else, I think you now have the tools and the knowledge to just make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Charlie. It was very interesting to hear your story. And again, massive congratulations, because you absolutely smashed this, because IBA gives you the tools and you have the strategy, but you still have to implement the work. And I think you did a brilliant job at it. So well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Char.
Oh, by the way, Where can we find you if someone wants to learn more about what you
do? You're so terrible.
That's okay. It's my business is called The Plottery, and you can find me on Instagram. It's at the full stop plottery.
But we will link it in the podcast episode as well. So look at the description of this episode. We'll link, you know, Char, her Instagram, maybe even a website, whatever you want to have linked. Just send it to us. We'll put it all there. Because yeah,
if you have someone who's interested in writing and coaching and stuff like that, you can check it out. And yeah, that's it really.
Awesome. Right. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode.
If you're enjoying our podcast, please leave us a rating or simply tell a friend about the Health Synergy podcast. That will help us out massively.
We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.